Yet another contention over the soon-to-be-deployed school buses in Jamaica, this time about them being politicized. This is WAVS News. The Minority People's National Party claims the buses have been in constituencies with persons aboard them sporting the color green, the color of the governing Jamaica Labour Party. This is a response that has come from the Transport Minister, Daryl Vaz.
The parents want to see the buses to satisfy themselves that what the PNP is saying is absolutely not true, and therefore that is a reason for the buses being made available to the members of parliament, all members of parliament. So at this late stage, if a People's National Party MP has a change of heart, I'm more than willing to accommodate, but I'm not going to prevent the buses from being seen by the people who are going to be using them.
However, the minority spokesman on transport, Mikhail Phillips, offers a different perspective on how the buses are being introduced to communities.
But even as a sitting member of parliament, it is not for me to be parading the bus around the constituency or any member of parliament. The buses belong to the JUTC, and Minister Vaz said they'll be assigned to schools, and it is supposed to be the schools and the JUTC that is doing the promotion.
Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley urging regional governments to move beyond a mindset of insularity and embrace a unified Caribbean approach to trade and commerce. Speaking in Grenada at the 4th Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum, Prime Minister Motley stressed that reduced energy costs across the region cannot be achieved through isolated national efforts.
The region is at this point in time looking at aggregating production for renewable energy because we've begun to understand that individually, very few people are going to be interested because our numbers, our scale is just too small. But if we aggregate as a community, which is effectively what Professor Rama is saying for fossil fuel, and what the heads of government decided that we would look at as a project in February when we met in Barbados.
In Trinidad and Tobago, the Emancipation Support Committee is responding to a release by Culture Minister Michelle Benjamin and her ministry on Sunday, heavily criticizing the committee and its operations. The organization expresses deep concern about the tenor, tone, and inaccuracies of the media release that emanated from the Ministry of Culture and Community Development. The committee says the ministry's statement may have been made without due consideration as it disparages the ESCTT and its accountability for government funding. In the Cayman Islands, a motorcyclist and a driver died in separate incidents in the space of a few hours overnight Sunday into Monday. The two fatalities bring the death toll on Caymanian Road so far this year to three. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.